Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We had a countdown timer and
guys,
everything, and I still got it wrong.
The countdown. Yeah. It's sorry, I got so excited about the next countdown that I'm now choking a little bit on what I don't know.
Excitement.
This is We Heart Worry.
Hello, yes, it's a comedy podcast about worry. I'm Philippa Dunn.
I'm Yasmin Akram.
That was perfectly
sometimes
timed.
We talk at the same time.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, well, listen, we're free to do whatever we want. It's a Monday evening. Actually, do you know what? Mm. While I'm on the subject of saying it's a Monday evening, Philip, I've got to just say something to the gang that listen.
Yeah.
I've been listening to these podcasts over again because, you know, going through series 3 and just going back over. I am so fed up with myself because in every single bloody podcast, I mention the day that we're filming,
okay,
right?
Yes.
It's a Monday morning, I'm knackered. And I also say a million times, I don't know if I've said this before in the podcast, I say a million times to the extent that the other day I actually shouted, "Oh, Yasmin!"
Oh, look,
I was listening to it.
Don't worry about
because
that.
Because I can't with myself.
Look, don't worry about that because we all have our vocal stuff. I say
tendencies
and a lot. And I do this a lot. So, look.
In real life?
I didn't know I did it in real life until I started recording my own voice for things like this. And
I've never noticed you do that.
Oh, well, I do it a lot. Take it from me.
Okay. Well, I don't know if anyone's heard you do that, but I know they've definitely heard me going,
I think I've said this before in the podcast.
It's okay, though, if you have.
I just want everyone to know that I'm aware of it now and I'm going to stop it moving forward.
Yeah.
And or if I can't stop myself, just know that I'm deeply ashamed already.
Don't.
If I do
There's
it.
No need.
If I do.
Look it. It's fine.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks for being a safe space.
I have never noticed you doing that. It's never.
I don't know what it is. It's like a weird thing where I don't want to bore people. And so I just want everybody to know that I'm aware I might have said it before, but surely I should just say it. And if I have said it before, is it a big deal?
You just want your word deliveries to be fresh and
fresh
in date. And yeah. Yeah.
I want people to go, I've never heard that before.
Mm. No, you haven't said that
but
in the podcast before. No, Yaz, you haven't said that.
She's never said that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I think is less annoying or more annoying. The fact that I might have repeated myself a couple of times or the fact that every 6 seconds I go, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. I don't know which is more annoying. In fact, I do. It's the latter, isn't it, Phil?
I don't think any of it is annoying. I haven't noticed.
Well,
so don't worry about that.
Thanks very much for being a kind friend and not. Oh, Philippa's cat Luna is beside her while she's recording, and she's come closer now to the camera, which is always lovely to see her little face.
She looked like she was just about to do something terribly useful there, like cause a big racket.
Mm.
But no, she's just looking at a shelf, which is fine. Just keep looking. Don't make any sudden movements or start chewing the bloody pop shield. Thank you very much.
She's doing right now. Phil,
yeah.
I think it is your turn to go first
okay.
with the worry. And this our final episode of series
3.
3.
Yeah.
How do you, Luna, stop biting the thing.
Stop it.
I can see her there. She's a minx.
Yeah. You're very cute now, but that'll only get you so far.
I thought you were talking to me, Phil.
Oh, Well, you know, that's a given. That's a given. So, my worry this week, it involves something I was doing this morning, and I remembered that, yeah, I have worried about this since always, since this became a thing, which was,
right,
for our job, I'm assuming that you have to use, like, WeTransfer a lot. You know, WeTransfer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a file sharing platform. Platform? Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these words. I'm just going to say it, right? Basically, you send somebody
a file sharing platform.
And you, it's how I basically send a big old fat video to Yaz if I need to send her a video. A big, a sizable file, basically, for sizable mm-hmm. files mm-hmm. that are too large to be sent via your email. So,
yes. And usually, is it right to think that you'd be sending these files for an audition tape or maybe a voiceover, something, this kind of thing?
Absolutely. So in our line of work, yes, we use WeTransfer quite a bit for sending exactly what Yaz just said there. I know well, everyone listening knows exactly what WeTransfer is, but here I am breaking it down as if nobody's ever heard of it. It's like the time I emailed two of my friends and went, hey guys, you might find this website interesting. It was Pinterest. And I was like, I don't know why they didn't email me. Oh, probably about 5 years ago. And I was like, why didn't they email me back about that? Because I think it's really good.
It's top of my list of things that I like.
To say that I'm late to the game on a lot of games is very, it's the understatement of the century. I'm late to every game.
Don't. I think I only got into I went to do it there. I thought it was called Pinterest.
Okay.
So I called it Pinterest until about 2 years ago. So I would have happily, I probably would have been out of my mind with excitement had you sent that to me.
Okay, cool. Good. That's why we're mm-hmm. friends. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Sorry. Anyway, Queen Interrupter, you go ahead.
So WeTransfer, coughing off mic. Mm-hmm. Every time I go to send a file, right? So I go in, get my file, attach my file, and then put in the email. Everyone knows what WeTransfer is, okay? Fucking get over it, Philippa. Right. Okay.
But just in case there's one person who doesn't, you're spelling it out for them.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's basically every time I use WeTransfer, I'm really afraid that I will, number one, send my video to the wrong person. And number two, send the wrong fucking video. So instead of me sending my fucking audition tape into, say, my agent, that I'll somehow get my hands on a sex tape and then attach that, send it in. And then instead of my read for the scene, it's a sex tape. I've never even made a sex tape. I don't even have one in my possession. I never will, because I couldn't cope with the stress of going, I've just sent my sex tape to my mom. I know I have. I know my mom has seen it. And because my mom doesn't know how to work the internet, she sent it to all my aunties. The sex tape is out there, right? That's why I would never make a sex tape. Number one, I've no interest. Number two, I couldn't live with the consequences. There will never be a sex tape in this house. Fact. Okay.
I love it. Like 5 years later, they play this clip on BBC News when your sex tape
is leaked, finally, via WeTransfer, via my mother. So, yes, every time I send anything via mm-hmm. WeTransfer, you know, it can range from, oh, great, I've just sent the sex tape to the wrong person who just a random email address, not even a person I know. Or mm-hmm. I've just sent, you know, photos of a christening to my agent who has no interest, and the deadline for the self-tape is in 20 minutes and they're wondering where it is, but they're looking at, like, you know, cake being shared on a spring afternoon, cups of tea being enjoyed around a lovely baby, all this. So I am sitting there for something that should take 5 minutes to complete, you know, upload the video, mm-hmm. type in the bloody email address. I'm there. Okay. It's Yasmin, Y-A-S-M. And I'm spelling it out, even out loud, yes. And going, okay. And I'm copying and pasting to go, okay, can't go wrong. This is the email address, because I'm copying and pasting okay. And then I've been known to attach the video and then go, no, hang on, get rid of that. Go in and make sure you've attached the right video. So I'll go back and attach the video. And then I've also been known that while it's downloading and sending the stuff, It'll get to 99 and go, no, cancel that. That's definitely the sex tape that I'm sending. Shit, I better go back in and attach the right tape. The right tape this time, Phil. Okay? And I go back in. It was the right tape. Of course it was the right tape because I've checked it.
Well, yes, because there's no sex tape.
Yeah, there's no sex tape.
Unless this is a lie, Phil, and there is a sex tape.
No.
And that's what you don't. Okay, so there's definitely no sex tape.
I'm telling you now.
Okay. It's just, well, then either it's going to be.
Unless I accidentally made one. Which is where I would go to next. I go, but what if you accidentally made one? I don't know, just.
Maybe.
I don't know how that would even happen. But, if I thought it can happen.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would let you know. If someone said to me, oh, I've just watched Philippa's sex tape, I would call you and say,
you give me the
heads
up.
Just so you know, there is one.
Yeah, it's out there.
Because I know that you thought there wasn't. But don't worry about that. Because if you've made one, whether you've, if you've forgotten or not, you will be alerted to the fact by somebody.
Mm.
And your agent will just say, if she watches 5 minutes of it, she'll know.
Does any of that, have you ever had any of those thoughts while using WeTransfer?
Kind of. I mean, sometimes I think, oh, have I sent it to the wrong address?
Mm.
But then I know that you get the bounce back if you sent it to the wrong address. So they will say, or that, because they'll send you a receipt going, it was sent to such and such.
Yes.
And then you'll see, oh, that's the, so you can check that that's the correct address.
Yes.
And I always try and send it to two people. So even if it doesn't get to one by, for whatever reason, the other person is going to get it.
Yes.
So that's the way I usually roll.
Yeah.
And no, because you probably do this, but I name the files. So I'll say, if it was a project called Lovely Window, I'd go Lovely Window Scene 1 or just Lovely Window, and I'd all of the scenes together in one special place. So I would know it would be the Lovely Window file.
Yes.
I've never auditioned for anything called Lovely Window. I'll just say that now.
Neither have I.
Oh, but I have actually. It appears on Netflix.
I have, and I turned it down. I got it and I turned it down.
I was just offered it. I was just offered it straight and I turned it down. But well, best of luck.
Hope it works out for you. yeah.
There was an actress once who did that.
No.
She met somebody at a party or something and they said they'd just auditioned for something and she said, oh yeah, I turned that down. And it's like, what an asshole.
Oh.
Sometimes you really have to go like applaud someone for their pure arseholery.
Yeah. Well, I call that extreme confidence. Confidence in the extreme. Which I wish I could have.
Well, that's being nice because it's, well, Phil, if I, I actually would love if you did that to somebody. If someone went, oh, I just auditioned for something and you went, I turned it down, because it would feel like, well, do you know what? That would probably be the version of you that has released a sex tape. Because it's certainly not the version of you that sits before me on Zoom.
Yeah. That's sex tape, Phil.
Yeah. She's walking down the street and she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Is it confidence? Is she drunk? We don't know.
Yeah. Is it psychopathy? Is it, thirst for danger?
A Tuesday.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm wiping my nose.
That's okay. Sorry that you had to say that.
So did you get the receipt back saying I emailed from WeTransfer saying this is where it was sent?
Oh, yes.
So you were able to cross-reference.
Yes. And this is the thing. I do check those receipts and go, okay, did that definitely go to the right person? Yes, it did. And I don't know how I would still have any doubt left, because by that stage, I've checked the email address about 19 times and I've checked the attached file about 19 times. My finger has hovered over the mouse to go, cancel that, because it's the wrong.
Yeah.
And then I have to sit there and gird my loins and just wait for it to go through and then go, now you see, you did it right. Okay. Stop doubting yourself. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. Chances are, if you've checked something a million times, it's going to be right. It's going to be right.
Yes.
But there'd
but
be,
also, I mean, oh, yeah. No, go on. I'm interrupting already. Go on.
No, I was just, if anyone, if anyone can relate, it's just that there would be a touch of the OCD in that. You know, the checking.
Sure,
checking,
yes.
Checking.
Yeah.
And of course, yes, with that, doesn't matter how many times you check, you're never going to feel correct in it. So mm-hmm. what you do have to do there is just send it anyway and live with the discomfort and, you know, 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, it'll go to the right place because you're very, very careful. Yes. One is very, very careful.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I was going to say something about, you know, oh, well, rationally, you know. But then as you say there, it's not, it doesn't come from a rational place. Mm. It comes from somewhere else. Mm. And what you're saying there, I think, is helpful, that you're sitting in the discomfort of it going, I know I'm going to be uncomfortable because, you know, now I'm in that process of I'm checking it and checking it and checking it. I know it's the right name of the file. I know it's been sent to the right person, but I'm still going to do this. And now I just have to kind of give yourself over to it in a way, I suppose.
It is. It's that you have to sit with the doubt and become accustomed to dealing with doubt. Because it doesn't matter how many times you check the email address or the file, there will always be a tiny shred. But what if, what if? What if? What if you left out one letter? What if you did, when you went in and changed the file for the fourth time, what if you did actually attach the wrong thing? How do you know? So as long as there's that doubt there, there will be the discomfort and the compulsion to keep checking and checking. But the whole thing with OCD is you actually never get to that sweet spot where you go, no, I feel fine now. I feel fine about sending that. It's so rare. You see, you keep thinking you will get to the number of checks that will go, it's fine, you can send it now.
Yeah.
That rarely, 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 if ever, really happens. You're always going to feel ick about it. So you just have to go. Also, this is where the rational brain comes in. It goes, your deadline's in 15 minutes. You have to send this friggin' file.
Okay, so yeah, you have to go now.
So whether you like it or not, you're just at some stage, you're going to have to just sit with the discomfort. It's, you're just kicking the can down the road. So send the file and sit with the discomfort while that little percentage bar is moving around going, you know, you're 80% there. And like I said, like in the past, I would have stopped the download and gone, no, no, no. And because the compulsion would be there to check it one more time. Mm. But yeah, it's just sitting there and going, oh my God, this feels gross. This feels gross. But just seeing it down to like 100% sent and you go, right, okay, it's out of my hands now. Like, yeah, you were saying that there, yes, that like you just have to give over to it. Give over to the yuck.
Yes. I mean, I think for me, the reason why I'm a bit more kind of, I don't know, like I send things and actually I can be a bit, as Pearl from RuPaul's Drag Race said, flazé-da. Yeah. I can be a bit flazé-da about how I send things. But I think that's because Amy Poehler in her book, which is across, I can see it from where I'm sitting, it's called Yes, Please. Mm. She said the industry, the entertainment industry, is a bit like a bad boyfriend. Mm. You know, it never calls you when you want it to call you. It never treats you right. And so you have to have a way of dealing with it where you don't invest too much because it's going to always be a bad boyfriend. So I always feel like with audition tapes and with anything else, I throw my hat in the ring, but I'm not going to care too much until that job, if that job ends up being mine, that's great. That's when I'll really start to care. But the fact that I've sat there, you know, learned the lines within reason and made an effort to do it is enough, you know? And I think when you're doing it, as long as we've both been doing it as well, you like, of course you like acting, but you're not excited about every tape that you're doing. You're sending off and, you know, you're kind of throwing, as I say, you throw your hat in the ring, you see what happens, but you're not, you know, no matter what happens, it's going to be a job and it might be a really lovely job or it might be a, you know, kind of a long job that's tiring. It becomes less, I don't know, like I rarely do anything now where I'm going, oh my God, this is like sensational. I'm always like, yeah, it'd be cool, but you know, it's not going to change who I am as a person inside. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm always looking for.
You want it to complete you.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's not, and because it doesn't do that, then I'll just send my tape in and it's fine. And you know,
My name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plot like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter at FriendsWF.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the thing. If it's a bad boyfriend, then I'm not going to give heart and soul to it. You know, I'm just not. It doesn't mean that I don't care. I do. And I would never be rude and like not send in something that was a representative of good work. Mm. But yeah, I just kind of go, I'm not going to break my heart over this until, you know, if it ends up being my job, that's great. That's when I'll invest emotionally.
And that's when you really enjoy the work because you're like, ha-ha! Yes, got that. Great. Because I know it's meant for me. And the ones that you don't get, you just have to let it go with kind of an open mind going, well, that one wasn't for me. That's somebody else's job. And they'll do
the best job. Yes, also sometimes I pretend that they never made that TV show or film. I just pretend it never happened.
Once they couldn't get you, they're just like, no, we scrapped the whole thing.
It shut down production.
And do you know why we couldn't get it?
Shut down production.
Yeah, shut down. The reason we couldn't get her is because she actually sent in the wrong audition tape via WeTransfer. So we just had to pan the whole thing. America weren't happy.
It was a sex tape as well. It wasn't very good.
It wasn't even very good. It was just her in front of a camera going, sex, 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 sex. Anyway, look, that was just it. I was just curious to know because I know there's people out there who just go, attach file, send. Go, email address, bam, send another one. Okay, what's next? Have to send the next one. Bam, sent, gone, downloaded. And they don't give that kind of train of thought a second. I really envy those people that they don't have to get caught up in worry and kind of obsessions. But I was just wondering, I am wondering if there's other people out there who have a fear of using it. I'm not afraid of using it. It's just always something that's in the back of my mind going, now make sure you check the right thing.
I mean, I think it's normal, but then I have full compassion for you because I also understand what you're saying about when it kind of is that thing where you kind of have to give yourself over to the checking thing because you kind of like kind of been hijacked, for want of a better word, into doing these behaviors to kind of make yourself feel better, even though they kind of don't.
They never do.
That's different from somebody you know, being worried or persnickety or anything like that. It's just, I think you're very brave for saying it and being open about it because, you know, I think what you're saying is not, oh, I, you know, don't want to send these files. And I like to think you're kind of going, oh, I sometimes go into an OCD behavior. And that's, because that people understand that, and I don't think people talk enough about that.
Just how it slows down your everyday life because you get stuck in doing stuff that you just like, oh God, now here I am checking this for the seventh time. And you look at the clock and you're like, I have 10 minutes to send this in.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Oh, that's sorry. It's OCD.
It's not ridiculous.
It's just so annoying.
It sounds shit and annoying. And it sounds like, again, this thing that you're not, it's like you don't have the choice in it. You're in it. And I don't know, like, you know.
Yeah.
If it's fair. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm talking about it and I don't know the experience of it.
I think you're getting a lot of it right. That like, and this is me now saying this is me when my OCD is good. Generally, as a rule, at this present time, it's very good in comparison to how it was. But it's just those hangover little things, the things you just can't shake where you go, oh, I need to do that right. It's a hangover of worse behaviour that I have exhibited in the past. Definitely.
Well, I was going to say, well, girl. Well, girl, yeah. It's very understandable.
I say that in my head all the time. But I know the minute it comes out of my mouth, I'm not going to be happy I said it because I will just say it really badly.
Yeah, like just the way I did right now. Yeah, because I could only say it if I'm really joking. And in my head, it was so sincere the words formed.
Yeah.
Well, girl.
But yeah.
It's completely understandable.
Yeah.
It felt like a bit like a 90s love song. Well, girl.
Yeah.
We've been... end of the road, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Oh, here's my Boys to Men story. When I was a kid, I was watching the Beatbox? There was a music program on a Sunday morning.
Was it the Beatbox?
And it was on Sunday morning in Ireland during the 90s. After Mass, you'd watch it. Or if you didn't go to Mass, you'd watch it.
If you were being bold.
Yeah. And this is, remember back in the 90s when they like, ring in, we've got prizes. They'd have stacks of t-shirts, stacks of CDs, posters, bags. They had like tangible prizes to win. And a lot of them were actual albums.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With two tickets to the Beat on the Street in Fermoy in July. Ring in now. Ring in now and I'd answer the
Street in Fermoy. Oh God!
Did you ever go to the Beat in the Street?
No.
No. Okay, that was also 2FM.
Was it in Fermoy?
It was everywhere. It toured the country. It was nationwide.
I don't think it ever came to Drogheda.
It came to Castlebar.
But if it did, I'm sure. Well, hotspot.
Do you think? Not in the 90s.
that's for you to answer. But
exactly.
Maybe it's more of a hotspot. I don't know what I think people just used to drive around Drogheda.
Yeah.
Which was interesting because at that point it was the only way to get from Belfast to Dublin. So
okay.
You'd think that people would go through. Anyway, sorry. So the beatbox, you could ring in. You're watching Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
I just want to say that, like, I wasn't knocking any town there. It was just during the 90s in Ireland. There wasn't a lot happening anywhere. So
I think that's fair enough to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
In Ireland.
Love Ireland.
Yeah. Love it. So they're like, ring in, win the prizes, blah, blah, blah. Someone's mum rang in and they said, which band, which the question, like, so it was all these questions in a minute. So it was quick fire. Asking her questions, she was getting some of the right, some of the wrong. And they said, which band had the hit single End of the Road, la di da di da? And you could hear the phone going. And somebody, obviously, one of her kids was like, wrote it down on a piece of paper. And she comes back on the line, she goes, Boys 11 Men. Oh, I was just thinking. Yeah, that could have happened house. I would have gone, Mom, I know the answer. And I would have written it down in the pad of paper that was beside the phone always. And gone, boys, and another two.
Yeah, men. two strikes.
My mom would glance at that and go, boys, 11 men. That's it, yeah.
Boys, 11 men. Oh, God. Also, I love the idea of when she rang in, you know, when sometimes when you ring into shows, they put your name up, but it just had someone's mom. Give her a name. Someone's mum has called in and she's going to answer. That's amazing.
Well, she should have let the kids answer the questions because.
Well, this is it.
You know.
I know exactly what that woman's thinking is. No, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to him.
Who's paying the bill in this house? Not you. Exactly. Until you're paying the bill in this house. I know about music. Garth Brooks.
My mom, we were on the tube one time going up and all the posters and stuff of all the what's going on in London was on. Mm. My mom, I could see her. Her eye was caught by something and she's reading the sign and she turns around and she goes, My Chemical Romance. Yes, would I like those?
No, ma'am. No, you wouldn't.
I was like, no, ma'am. I don't think that's a natural fit, you know, seeing as you love Christy Moore and Charlie Lansbury. But maybe if you want to give My Chemical Romance a go at some point.
Look it. Give it a whirl if you fancy it. Yeah.
Mams, huh?
Oh. Our mams are great. Mams, okay, that's we transfer
really
now.
Heroes.
Oh, stop.
Right. Well, how do you feel about, like again, we haven't come to any resolution and nor should we have to because no. We can't answer all problems in one day.
Look, we can't do, you know, we do enough as it is.
I would offer, I would offer that the next time, if you can, just understand that you don't need to care that much about it because at the moment, it's like, you're entering a raffle or something. You know what I mean? It's like you're just like taking part in something that doesn't need you to focus on it until it's an actuality in your life. So that kind of thing of, did I send it, whatever. Even if you did send a sex tape, even if you sent the wrong tape, somebody could just come back and say to you, you sent the wrong tape. Can you send that one to us again?
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly. I think.
And if you sent a sex tape, they could enjoy that. They should enjoy that. Well,
you never know. It's just, I think the obsession lies in, I want to do everything right all the time. Mm. Like you saying there, I was just thinking, yeah, why is it like imperative that first time round I do everything a gazillion percent correct first time round? People are allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to make mistakes. And I'm on this quest for perfection at all times or else death. And it's I don't need to live my life that way. I'm just like, okay, yeah, you're allowed to slip up, you're allowed to do things wrong. It's Jesus Christ, it's not the end of the world.
Well, because listen, you're going to make a mistake. That's your right as a human being. You're allowed to. You know, if that's the pressure that you're putting on yourself. And listen, I'm saying that I might as well be talking to myself here because I know that pitfall of perfectionism. And I know that sometimes, again, if the attitude is it has to be perfect or I'm not doing it.
Mm.
It's very hard to muster the kind of motivation to get through life when it's that big. There's such a big drop between what you want to get and what will happen if you don't get it.
Mm. Yeah. And also cultivating the concept of good enough. You know.
Good enough, yeah.
Your best is good enough.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You're not Nicole Kidman. You're not going to hand in a Nicole Kidman self-tape. Just do your best. And that'll
unless
be
fine. She's asked you to self-tape with her and with you her. Say, okay, Nicole, yeah.
You want me to scene read?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Nicole, where do you want me to come over to yours? Okay. No, you don't. Okay, I got Maguire's crossed. That's fine. Yeah, I don't know how I got your number.
I just wanted to say, if you ever need a scene partner, yeah. I can do it over Zoom, Nicole.
Yeah.
I'm just a big fan. I'm just a big fan. I'm just a big fan.
Just a big fan. Right. I think we should move on to your worry now, friend.
Okay. But I mean, I'll say it again. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, that's fine. Needed to be said.
And you know what? The next time I send a wee transfer, I'm going to double check it, just so I'm taking a step towards doing the fill on it.
No, don't do that. Don't.
Okay.
Because the way you do it is fine. Don't need to go overcomplicating stuff by the slippery slope that is checking and rechecking and rechecking.
Okay, I won't.
You don't need
just
it.
Just I'd offer it.
in solidarity.
I don't need it. So right, do you moving on to my worry, if that's okay?
Absolutely.
So listen, we've all been there. We'll all understand this. I earlier on today thought to myself, Have I joined a cult?
Oh.
Yeah.
How? What?
Yeah. Ooh. Because, look, you know me. Mm. And you know I love the old self-development.
Mm.
And I was thinking to myself, like, this is... Because I was, I think a couple of weeks ago, I kind of got to a point where I was like, I'm always reading a book, or I'm always like watching a YouTube video. I'm always like, you know, wanting to do something to like fix myself. Mm. Like, again, that kind of comes out of the perfectionist thing. Mm. And I was going, what if I reframed that? Because I like learning about things and I like trying to discover different things to kind of make me feel better, because with the perfectionism comes the anxiety, comes the depression. And a lot of the times I can feel like when I wake up in the morning, I've said it before, I feel scared sometimes, or I feel a little bit like, oh God, the day hasn't even started and already I'm going, you know. So I was going, I like to learn about things to see if there's something I can use, like a tool belt, if you will, that I can equip myself with so that I can use it against the anxiety when it comes up, or the depression, or, you know, or that really horrible critical voice in my head. So I found this course. And I was going to do it over this weekend, right? And then it got cancelled. And it's going to go on in April. And it sounds very interesting. I won't name it because then that's, we could be problematic, but it's like, it's pricey enough. And you go, and it's meant to be a lot of like working on your belief work and like changing habits and all that kind of stuff. And I have just recently worked with a hypnotherapist, which I found really interesting and really brilliant. And I have noticed that like my behavior is changing very, very gradually, and sometimes not really apparent to me, but apparent to other people, which is probably good. But I was then looking up, because the course got cancelled, I was like, I'm just going to look some stuff up online about it and, you know, see what people are saying and see what like the feedback was.
Deposit
so I
paid?
Watching a few, deposit, oh, the whole thing paid.
Okay.
Right.
Up front. Yeah.
And And I saw a few videos online of people kind of going, oh, it just changed my life. It just completely changed my life. I'm a completely new person. And then I was like, oh, that's really good to hear. And then I looked at, I listened to another one, and it was like, I just feel like I know my purpose. I just know why I'm here. I know I'm on the planet. And I was going, oh, okay, that's good. And then I listened to another one, but they won't really talk about what the ins and outs of it are. They're just like, oh, when you do the course, wait till you do the course. It's going to change everything for you. And then I just went, oh, fuck, is this a cult? Everybody's going, oh, it changed everything. You know, now I just like float on air every time I walk down the road. I just feel like I really know who I am. And I'm going, is that particularly possible after a weekend course? Like, I'm sure, like, I'd love to think it would be, because as I say, when you're somebody who suffers with anxiety and depression and a horrible inner critic, then it would be really good if I could get rid of all that and walk down the street and like, you know, levitate. But I don't think that that's what's... So I started to look up online and go, you know, Google the name of the course, and then said cult. I thought that was the best way to go. And there's like, I can't find any conclusive evidence, but people were kind of going, yeah, it is a bit strange that, you know, there's not a huge amount of information about it. So, and I was just going, I remember it was many years ago now, but this is the thing. So I have this like kind of unquenchable desire or unquenchable thirst to try and find out what's wrong with me. Now, I know that isn't a good way to frame that, but like, I'm just going, I know I'm not alive to feel this bad most of the time. Like, I suppose I should feel some sense of enjoyment from time to time, or like not just walking around with this kind of cloud over me. And, you know, and I understand all of the things of like the beliefs that are in your head and where they come from and how they get implanted. But I'm going, but yeah, like, how do I move past them? How do I stop living the same patterns, meeting the same man, you know, doing all these kinds of stuff where I'm going, seriously, this fucking thing again? Oh my God. So I'm really, I remember a couple of years ago, I signed up to a yoga class, right? In inverted commas, a yoga class. And I was living with my friend at the time. And I remember saying to her, I'm going to this yoga class, getting ready. And she said, what's it called? And I said, it's called orgasmic yoga. And she said, okay. And she said, okay. And then she started to read the thing about the class. And she said, yeah, stop. Don't go to that class. And I was like, why? And she went, because you have to take your trousers off.
Ooh.
And then somebody with a rubber glove touches you and while you're doing yoga, and then brings you to a climax. And that's, and I was like, I didn't read all the details. Oh. I just thought it was something that was like a bit like a release and something that was going to feel really nice. But there's that Jeepers. Where sometimes I get excited about the idea of something and I don't read all the details,
read
but do
the fine
enough
print.
Research.
Mm.
I just jump in. And so I just thought, is this the day that I've joined a cult?
By accident.
And if so, listen, I know that sounds funny. And I mean it too, because this is a comedy podcast. But I also know that like, I definitely could at some point, and even now, Philip, I definitely could be brought into some kind of cult. I'm very, very suggestible.
Well, you just have to have your eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
But this is the thing, when you're constantly looking for answers and someone goes, I have the answer.
Yeah, don't believe them.
Then you go, great, I'm going to go with you.
No.
I'm going to go with you. You seem...
No.
And that's why I'm in the cult.
No.
And then I'll be trying to text you from someone, but they've taken my phone away and I'm going to go, shit,
no.
I'm fucking, no.
No.
I'm married to
Clue
somebody.
To life. Be your own
no.
fucking cult. No, you be your own fucking cult. Follow yourself. Listen to everything you say. Believe in yourself. Don't be paying anyone... mega books to tell you rubbish.
Well,
they'll tell you stuff that sounds good, but really and truly, they're just making money off you. And the whole thing about seeking outside of yourself. Beware of seeking outside of yourself, because you've said it there that you think there's something wrong with you. The truth of it is, there's actually nothing wrong with you at all, but you keep telling yourself now. That's me saying, oh yeah, look, your problems are all really simple. No, that's not what I'm saying. I just think that, you know, this is the woman who can't send a fucking wee transfer. But like self-trust and believing in yourself and not trying to tell yourself that you're broken or that there's something wrong with you. That's, you know, that's step one. Like stop telling yourself there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Nothing.
But the thing is, I know that when you say it, but I also don't believe it anyway. You know, those are the two parts of that sandwich.
Yeah, you like, can see both sides.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there is, by reframing it and saying that I love to learn, then it stops becoming a quest to fix myself, and it becomes a quest for just trying to see if I can gain as much knowledge about different things as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And also, it's an online course. So there's a part of me going, well, they won't trap me in a van.
Yeah.
At least I know that.
Yeah, you can't be kidnapped.
I can't be kidnapped. And I won't be kidnapped.
No.
No one ever intends. Because they say nobody intends to be kidnapped, though, do they?
No.
It's not a simple thing of someone walking along going, I will be taken. That's fine.
No.
But yeah, I was a little bit down on myself and then tried to have compassion and understanding because I know where it comes from. But there have been moments in my life where I've been just so easily led, because this is what I've learned about myself, Phil. I am reactionary a lot of the time. I'm not proactive, I'm reactive. And so there's a part of me where I'm waiting for the answer rather than going out to get the answer. Maybe because I'm scared of ruffling feathers or being seen as being pushy or aggressive. So I just kind of go, I'll just sit back and I'll just be good and nice. And I'll just assume that being good and nice and honest is going to make somebody treat me in the way that I want to be treated. And that has never, ever worked. And speaking as we're talking of being an actor and all that kind of stuff, I was saying to one of my friends, so when I was in drama school in the third year, I didn't realise that everybody in our year, pretty much everybody in our year, went to the principal at some point. So in the third year of drama school, you do like repertory theatre. So you're just like in plays all the time, and you kind of do it like you would be like if you were doing plays all the time. Like it's like a very old school way of learning how to be an actor because it's all about stage and stuff.
Very cool.
So we were all, so we were just being cast in plays all the time. And of course, all the agents were coming in that year. So the agents would come to every show and then, you know, people would get signed and stuff. And I just thought that we were all there doing our best. You know, we'd proved ourselves over 2 years to be good actors or whatever it was, and that we'd all get our chance to shine and we'd all get our chance to be seen by the agents. And I didn't realize that everybody, including my best mates, were going into the principal and saying, I better get a lead in the next show because I don't have an agent yet. So you better, like, next show, I'm demanding a lead. Thank you very much. And then I'd go and I'd see my name on the board as, like, you know, caretaker number two or something. And I would just go, again, I'm playing a supporting role. Mm. Oh, okay. And I never went and said, why am I playing all this support? Why can't I get a chance to shine and do what I want to do? And it was simply because people took it into their own hands and they went and did whatever they had to do. And it wasn't that they were being bad people or pushy or aggressive. They were at drama school. They were there to get an agent. They hadn't got one yet. So they were walking in and saying, you know, I've paid money. I've showed up here over 2 years. You got to step up and give me a hand now. And I just didn't do it because I was going, but no, somebody's going to pay me back for being a great student and a good member of the company of this year and being well liked and getting on with everybody. And that didn't happen. And I only found that out like maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. But, and I said it to people. Go on. But you've got, like, a question.
If you had known at the time, see, you didn't know. But you didn't know. There was nothing you could have done. There's nothing you could have done about it at the time because you didn't know that this was going on.
That's true. But at the same time, the situation that I was in was I didn't have an agent. Mm. Now, everybody else didn't have an agent. And I just went, instead of going, what am I going to do proactively, whether it's send out emails or letters to agents myself and say, hey, I'm in this show at RADA. Can you please come and see me and everybody else? But come and see me. Mm. I didn't do that. I know many other people did it. And then other people went in and said, hey, listen, I need to be put into, you need to give me a lead because I haven't got an agent yet. Mm. People did things. And I didn't do that because, again, and I know you're saying, because you're right, I didn't know, but they didn't know either. They just weren't going to take the chance that they'd spent 2 years training to be an actor and now they weren't going to get an agent at the end of it. So they did whatever they needed to do to make sure that they were going to get their lead in the next show. And again, still really good friends with these people to this day. So lovely and amazing people, but just weren't scared to, this is it. They were not scared to ask for what they needed.
Yeah.
And I always go, I'm not going to ask for what I need. I'm going to sit back here and hope I can nice my way into getting what I need.
Mm-hmm. But also, I also think, now, you were a young person when this was happening.
Yeah.
And I think it does take a bit of age sometimes and a bit of experience before you know how to ask exactly for what you need. It's just, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying that, like, yeah, you had too much faith in things playing out naturally to your favour. But I don't think you should be hard on yourself for that. Do you know?
Well, I think I shouldn't be hard on myself for yeah, that's true. But I also think these were all young kids at the time as well. And it wasn't, you know, I think it's like that sense of, it's okay for me to have a want and a need. Mm. And it's okay for me to say, hey, I need a hand and I need somebody to help me do this because I kept my side of the bargain.
Mm.
And instead of doing that, I just keeping my side of the bargain without ever asking or, you know, kind of saying, actually, no, this isn't really good enough, you know? Or if you've given everybody else a shot, you've got to give me a shot now. You've got to give, like, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's the thing where, I don't know how I've brought this to relate to being in a, well, it's the, when you're reactionary, you are waiting for someone to come along and give you permission to do the next thing or give you, like, the means to do the next thing, rather than, as you're saying, when you're proactive, you're sitting in the seat of yourself, you're sitting in a powerful position going, look, I don't know all the answers, but I trust me, I'm going with that gut instinct. You know, I think Beyonce says something about trusting yourself or betting on herself. She says, I'm not a gambling woman, but I'm always willing to bet on myself.
Class.
Beyonce.
Well, you see, I think my belief, and I think a lot of what you've just said just proves, I think that you are very proactive. You, nobody I know more has done more to, you know, self-improve. Nobody. You've tried, you've done everything, and you continue to sign up and try everything. You won't stop until you have tried. Like, I don't know anyone else who has read as many books or has tried as many different things or as many different approaches. There are people go through life who don't even open like a self-help book in their lives, and they think everything's grand or not. But like, yeah, if anything,
I really envy those people.
You're definitely a seeker. You're always looking out for what you can learn next. And that to me is the opposite of reactive. That to me is proactive. I think you're proactive in ways that you don't think, you don't even think you are, that you don't even know you are. Terribly proactive.
Thanks. I never thought about that. Thought about it like that before. So that, no, you maybe you're right. Yeah. I just want to know that if I do end, like if I go missing, will you please just like, just
go to the cops.
We know where I'll be. Well, it won't be, you know, like it won't be anything exciting. It'll just be like, she's gone somewhere and, you know, she's living in a tree now. Someone told her if she hangs upside down, it can really, it's a really great cure for anxiety.
Yeah. She drinks a lot of grapefruit juice now.
Yeah.
And she's rejected all sorts of mainstream stuff.
Yes. She won't eat any sugar. She won't eat any sugar.
She won't touch a grain of sugar. It's a grain of sugar, isn't it? No, grain of salt.
I think it's both of them are grain. A granule? A granule of sugar?
She won't touch a granule.
She won't have a granule near her. That's who she is now.
Well, when we're not recording, you must tell me the name of said setup.
Yes. As I say, I'm going to do it. And then if I do end up being enlightened and like floating on a cloud and all my worries go, well, first of all, it's sayonara to this podcast.
That's okay.
So that'll be a great shame. But also like, yeah, I'll be honest and say, wow, I was really surprised at how great it was or whatever. We'll see. Yeah. I'm going to keep an open mind. But you're right. I am a seeker, and I want to, especially like with this podcast and stuff as well. All of the stuff that I've learned over the years, every single one of my friends is so, I mean, apart from you, Phil, every single one of my friends is so bored of listening to me talk that I'm just going, at least I can say it on the podcast and somebody might find some insight or, you know, it might help somebody in some way.
Plus, I need to listen to you. I haven't read a book in about 6 years and you've read them all. So you give me the digested, broken down bits and I go, yeah, I read that too.
Yeah. I'm okay. Well, that's good. It's like I'm a mammy bird and I'm feeding you the regurgitated words of other people.
A pukey meal of information. I use the word meal. I hate the word meal.
Pukey was fine.
A pukey snack of facts. A pukey fact snack.
Pukey fact snack. That's beautiful. Put that on a t-shirt. That's gorgeous. Mm. But listen, guys, I think that's the end of the. I'll say thanks very much for helping me with that, Phil, and making me feel like I'm proactive, because I think I really needed to hear that today. After thinking I joined a cult. But this is the end of series 3.
Yeah.
Of We Can't Worry.
Yeah. We will be back for more.
Yes. And we won't take such a long break. Mm. We've promised that now because we've taken some. So we're going to get right back on it after a little bit of a break. We're not.
Yeah.
We're not cart horses. We'll just keep. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus we're exhausted. You know how it is.
We're exhausted all the time. Thank you so much for writing in.
Yeah.
With your worries. They've been really great. And I don't think you want us to read them on the air, so we haven't done that. And thank you so much for listening as well.
Yes, thank you for every single listen, every single download. Everyone who wrote a review and left us a star rating and followed us on the socials.
So
we're on the Instagram and we're on the Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah.
So please, if you don't mind, if you enjoy the show, tell a friend about us if you think they like it.
Yeah.
If you don't think they'd like it, that's fine. Don't tell them.
Yeah. Don't move forward with that.
No. Stop there. also, feel free to subscribe to the podcast, leave mm-hmm. us a review and a five-star review. No, look, it's your own choice.
If you try and leave a 1-star review, I will set up my own cult and I will come and find you.
No, if you give us a 1-star review, there's absolutely nothing we can do. And there's absolutely nothing we will do because we're too exhausted and we won't have time. We'd be too busy recording series 4.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you. This has gone on forever. Thank Sorry, I meant to
Listen,
keep it short.
Yeah, we'll say goodbye now. Listen, my we'll bad. Say goodbye now. Lots of love, guys. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Yes.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.